Where in the world is Roger Tomlinson? The man credited with inventing geographic information systems offers a rare interview about the future of location-based technologies. We're en route this week on IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
Hi, this is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. Anybody who's ever looked into their backyards with Google Earth or printed directions for a long trip with MapQuest has today's guest to thank for it. Now a private consultant, Roger Tomlinson is considered the father of today's GIS technology. While working for an aerial survey company in the early 1960s, Tomlinson was faced with the task of producing a map for site locations in Kenya. Tomlinson recognized that using automated computer technologies would save time. Nearly half a century and an Order of Canada later, Tomlinson sat down with IT Business Out Loud's Raphael Ruffalo to offer his insights into the pitfalls and possibilities of GIS.
The broader problem, the future development of GIS, is like a three-legged stool. It depends on one leg of technology and the development of it. The second is on data and its availability. And the third is on people and its availability, their ability to use them. The technology side of the equation is going along like gangbusters. The second part is the data. I mean, that GPS and the GIS controlling a car is no good if the map isn't good enough to show the curve in the road in the right place.
Right.
And I know in my car, I just bought a new car, and my car navigation system, I can't put my own address through the car's navigation system because they've got all the numbers wrong on car drive. It's not a big deal. It gets me home. But we were driving around Ontario last week. We went to Stratford and to Niagara-on-the-Lake. And in both cities, 2 years ago, a couple of hotels changed their name. In the points of interest, the hotels still have their old names. Now, I bought a car in 76. They're using a 2005 database. That's inconscionable. Huh. And there's, as far as I can tell, no way to update it. The data problem. We have been very poorly served by our surveyors in this country for a long time. Surveying almost became an old boy network and about 20 or 30 years ago. And I often say it's the only profession with a vested interest in inaccuracy. Because if they ever got it right once, you wouldn't need to do it again, and their business would disappear.
Right.
But there's no doubt about it. The provision of accurate data at low cost is a fundamental leg of the future of this whole field. The third leg of the stool, however, is the one that I'm leading around to, and vis-a-vis your question of Google, the third leg of the stool is people. I've long taken the attitude that for every $1 million worth of investment in hardware and data, you need at least one trained person to use it effectively. That's a rule of thumb I've had.
Right.
$10 million system, you probably need 10 people to run it. If you look at the level of investment in these systems now around North America, and in fact around the world, just in North America alone, I think there's about a 3,000 person per year shortfall in the amount of trained people our educational institutions are turning out versus the new jobs which are being created by the technology and the data. We are criminally short of people. And I think the uptake of the technology will be greatly dependent on the availability of trained people.
Right.
And we ain't got enough of them. And we're not making enough. And there are some major glitches in the system. Where you may be able to help. I had a meeting on Tuesday with some people from the Toronto School Board, good people in the faculties of education, who, and in Ontario, geography is a mandatory subject in grade 9.
Right.
And about 25% of the course concerns the use of GIS. We have computers in every school, more than enough to demonstrate and to show GIS. We have GIS software free of charge in every school in the province. Yet I keep bumping into parents who have kids in grade 9 and said, you know, how are you getting on in your geography? What do you know about GIS? And I've yet to meet one who has been taught it. Because the teachers don't know about it. And so they don't teach it. I had a look at the teachers' training college curriculum. What does someone who's going to teach geography need to know about GIS? How much training do they receive at the faculties of education? Do you know how much they get? One day.
Yeah, that's definitely not enough.
That's not enough.
Well, it's 25%. It's about 25% of the course is supposed to be about that, as you said. That's impossible to teach it off of one day.
Now, some of them will have taken geography, GIS, in the taking their degree before they go to teacher's training college. But only about a third of them do that. All right. So we've got a real job of work here in getting the message that there's a real need for these people to be in place in the workplace. I call it the geographic advantage. I've seen it. I know it. If you walked into a company today and they weren't using computers, you would think they were a little old-fashioned, to say the least.
Yep.
Within the next 5 years, if you go into a company or any government department, or any institution of any kind, and they're not using GIS, you consider them to be a little old-fashioned. Those that do use them have an advantage over those who don't. Those corporations that use GIS have a geographic advantage over those that do not. Those government departments that use GIS have a geographic advantage over those who do not. Those countries that use GIS have a geographic advantage over those that do not.
That was Roger Tomlinson with his views on GIS and its future. We spoke to him over the phone in Toronto. That's what it sounded like this week on IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. Thanks for listening.